a term that we use all the time. We use it so often that we never think about it. We start learning Parshas HaMo'odim. It's very much a part of our Yontif consciousness. Parshas HaMo'odim in Emor, Parshas HaMo'odim VaYikra is often the backup leaning for the first days of Yontif. When there's no specific Yontif-related, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first day of Pesach, or Matan Torah for the first day of Shavuos, when there's no specific to the Yontif, so the default leaning for the first days of Yontif is the leaning of Parshas Emor. Shoro Kesev O'ed Ki Yivaleid. And then the Torah gets into the different Yamim Tovim. And the Torah uses language that's so familiar to us. Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem mo'adei Hashem asher tikru osam mikroei kodesh eilehei mo'adei. I've heard that pasuk tens of times. What does it mean? Mo'adei Hashem, the set times of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yom Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher tikru osam mikroei kodesh, which you should call them holy calling. What exactly is holy calling? And then again, you have one pasuk gimel is about Shabbos, and then pasuk daled, the Torah reintroduces Yom Tov in particular. Right? I have a kiddush for every single yontif morning. What on earth does that mean? Mikroi kodesh, tikru osam ma'adam. You should call holy callings, callings of holiness, which you should call in their set time. What does that mean? When you translate into English, it sounds so foreign, right? But we're used to hearing Hebrew, so Mikra Kodesh sounds, yeah. But the Ramban is very invested in trying to figure out all this terminology. Sometimes the Torah calls the Yontif a Mikra Kodesh. Sometimes it calls it a Moed. And the Gemara in Erechin is sensitive to the different terminologies in Sugyat Halo. And then you hear about Malacha, you hear about Malachas, Avoda. What do all these words mean? And so the next Ramban, which we're not going to look at, in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, he starts talking about what Malachas Avoda is as opposed to Malacha. He develops this theme that Malachas Avoda means non-Ochel Nefesh Malacha. And he works on why that should be so. Because maybe Ochel Nefesh is sort of the household type of things for immediate use. And Malachas Avoda is work, is labor. He works on developing that. That's in Chav Gimel Zayin. What I want to take a look at now is Chav Gimel Beis. And he talks about what a Moed is. A Moed is a set time. Then he wants to know, what's a Mikra Kodesh? What's a Mikra Kodesh? So here in the middle of page Kuf Mem Dalet, near the end of his parish, and Perek of Gimel Pasuk Beis, the Tam Mikra Kodesh, Sheyiyu. What does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? And again, this is whatever it is Doraisa. Whatever it is that we're telling you about Yom Tov, it's Doraisa. What's a Mikra Kodesh? Sheyiyu b'Yom Hazeh Kulam Kiruim v'Ne'esafim L'Kadesho Zo. We're all invited. We're all called to gather together to be Mekadesh the Yom Tov. So what does that mean? Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael hi kavetz beveis ha'elokim biyom moed. Because it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to gather in beis elokim, which could presumably is a term that's intentionally vague. It could either mean beis hamikdash, in the days of a beis hamikdash when you have aliyah l'rego. Many of these mikra'i kodesh, not all of them, but many of them are regalim, rashanim kippur, not. So either you gather in Beis HaMikdash or you gather in Beis HaLokim in the sense of a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. L'kadesh hayom b'farhesya. To mekadesh the day, to sanctify the day in public, b'tfila v'halel l'kel b'chsos nikiyah. With davening and halel takarish baruch hu, with special big dayantim, with especially clean clothing. V'lasos oso yo mishta. And to make it a day of celebration. He's got a whole stack of ideas here. And that's all the mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh. How do you see that? He says, number one, in case you're wondering where I got the eating and drinking piece from, Kamo Shenemer beKabbalah, as we learn in Divrei Kabbalah, Enach, this is from Sefer Ezra, they tell you in the bottom, it's Nechemya Perkes, that's the second part of Ezra, L'chu yechul mashmanim shesum amtakim, v'shilchu malas la'enlo, this is after the high holiday services with Ezra Nechemya. They organized their Rosh Hashanah. There were very serious tshuva movements that they organized in Eretz Yisrael near the beginning of the Bayis Rishani period. They had come back, and there was rampant intermarriage. There was rampant chet, and Ezra gathers everyone together in Rosh Hashanah, and he leans from the Torah, and he starts teaching the Jews about how they need to act. And there's incredible amount of crying and the desire for tshuva, and they feel terrible. We're doing so much wrong. And then he brings them back together and he says, Rabosai, it's a yantif. It's a yantif. Rasha is a yantif. Al teyatzu, don't cry. Kadosh hayom ladonenu. It's a holy day, and therefore you should go home and have a suda. Echlu mashmam shesumam takim. Eat delicious food and drink delicious drinks. And shilchu manos la'ein nachonlo. And share, sounds like mishloach manos. Share food, share a suda, as it's on the Rambam, with those who don't have anything prepared. Today's a holy day, and therefore you should be celebrating. Don't be sad, even though you've done averus, because we'll find strength through joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A very powerful phrase. The simcha you'll find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a source of ma'oz. A source of strength. Now, why is this a beautiful pasuk? Why is Ramban quoting it here to prove what? Number one, it talks about the eating and drinking Yom Tov, and specifically, you eat and drink ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu. Right? That's an expression of the kedushas hayom. That's why it says mikroi kodesh must mean that you express the kedushas hayom through seudos. And what was that about? Davening with a minion on Yom Tov. According to Ramban, it's a din daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa to daven and shul on Yom Tov. Remarkable thing. To daven, according to Rambam, davening every single day is a mitzvah daraisa once a day every day. Three times a day is certainly Rabban. Rambam thinks that once a day every day is daraisa. Ramban disagrees. Ramban thinks that tefillah is certainly meaningful min ha-Torah, but it's only obligatory be'eis tzara min ha-Torah. The chiyuv to daven on a regular basis is Rabban, according to Rabban. But on Yom Tov, Rabban writes, not only davening, but tzibur is a daraisa of Mikra Kodesh. How did he see that in the language Mikra Kodesh? So he explains, Hinei Mikra Kodesh milashon kru'e ha'eda. Acharechen yochulu ha'kru'im. Those who were invited will eat. Those who were invited, those who were called upon, it's the same language. V'chein al kol machon har tzion v'al mikra eha. Hamikamoshe nikraim sham she'iz kabsu behem kru'ei ha'eda. The places for the called ones. So to call, the Ramban points out, in Biblical Hebrew, to call can mean to call to someone. To call can mean to name or to enumerate. But to call can also mean to invite. So mikra kodesh means we're invited to gather together. Mikra Kodesh is a holy gathering. And then he says, so that for the Ramban is, he thinks, that is Pshuto Shel Mikra, a mitzvah daraisa, to gather together for Divrei Kedusha on Yom Tov. And by the way, he may be drawing more from that pasuk in Nehemiah also. Because now that we see that where he's coming from is translating the Shorish Kuf Reish Aleph as meaning a gathering or being invited to a mass gathering, and that Mikra Kodesh means a gathering for holiness. That's what it means. A gathering for holiness. It's supposed to be a day of gathering for holiness. So now let's go back to the first line of the Ramban. He said, you gather together before Hesia for tefillah and halal akeel b'chsus nekiya. To come to shul dressed in big day Yom Tov, to daven tefillah b'tzibur, and to say halal b'tzibur, that's a din daraisa. Interesting. And then he said, fascinating that he sees Big Day Yom Tov as part, and for Shabbos also, because Shabbos is also Mikra Kodesh. We're in Big Day Shabbos, right? potentially relevant to Shabbos as well. That was the earlier part of the Ramban. He discusses to what extent is Shabbos a part of this. But the simple reading, if we're talking about Shabbos, is that we already said in Pasuk Beis, Mikra Kodesh for Shabbos, Luch Orah for Shabbos as well. Certainly for Yom Tov. Big Day Yom Tov is a Din Daraisa. Big Day Yom Tov in Shul. It's fascinating. That means people, some people won't come to Shul during the week. They'll daven Bechiyas during the week, but they'll daven B'tzibur on Shabbos, daven B'tzibur on Yom Tov. So, Midrabanan, that's wrong. But it is true that there's even more value to daven in Shul and Shabbos Yom Tov than there is during the week. Daven during the week is a Din Rabbanan. Daven and Shabbos Yom Tov in Shul, according to Rabban, is a Kiyum Daraisa of Mikra Kodesh. And then, with that in mind, and again, he's coming from a point of view of working with biblical, the language of the biblical Hebrew, translating what that word means. So then how does Lasso Socio Mishta fit in? Isn't that funny? How is that a Mikra Kodesh? And what does the Pasuk in Ezra Nehemiah tell us? What would you say? Think about it. What did the Pasuk tell me about the eating? Right? As reminds me, you have to go eat, have a wonderful Suda, and that's an expression of the Kedusha. Kikadosh Yom Adonenu. But where's the Mikra? Mikra Kodesh, for Rabban is stressing, means a gathering. Okay, good. Keep going, yeah? Oh, I think so too. Now I'm saying, we said not only eat, but send to others. Which, where we studied the Din D'Rabban and Mishloach Manos, in the Rambam, we thought that was a way of expanding your Suda. So it could be that there's a Mikra in the eating. Not only is there a Mikra gathering together in terms of the spiritual aspects of Simchas Yom Tov, the Chetzio Lashem, of the Tefillah and the Halal, but there's a Mikra in terms of the physical aspects, Simchas Yom Tov also, that you're going to include others in your Suda, either by sending them, so they could be a part of your Suda by extension, because they're eating your food as well, or, as the Rambam stresses, at the end of Hilchos Yom Tov, that there isn't really, it's a severe deficiency, severe deficiency in your Simchas Yom Tov, if you're just going to gather around with the family and have Simchas Yom Tov and not include others who could use a warm meal and some family warmth. That's part and parcel of Simchas Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, Shechter once mentioned to us, someone who wrote an article about Haramba, a scholarly article, Harambam v'Hazohar. Are there passages in Mishnah Torah? The Rambam it's pretty clear Rambam was not reading Zohar. But could there be passages in the Rambam which are based on Gaonim that are perhaps indirectly related to traditions from the Zohar? So one of the ones that he suggests is that the Zohar has a Peirush al Derech Sod in a Mishnah. Mishnah on the end of the first paragraph of Megillah, in the series of Ein Beins. So one of the early Ein Beins, some later Ein Beins are about this past week's Parsha, this coming week's Parsha, Mitzara Muskum, Mitzara Mukhlet, Zav, Zava, different types of Zav and Zava. But one of the early Ein Beins, before they get complicated, is Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov Ella Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. So Pashup Shada means the next Ramban, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, about Melachas Ochel Nefesh. Then Yom Tov, you're allowed to do certain Melachas for Ochel Nefesh purposes. But that's the Pshuto Shel Mishnah. But the Zohar apparently explains how Derech Sod, that Mishnah means Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov Ella Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Ochel Nefesh, eating by yourself. So on Shabbos, eating by yourself is acceptable. But on Yom Tov, eating by yourself is not acceptable. You must eat, you have to invite others in order to really be Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov. On Shabbos, it's always an independent mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim to bring other people in. Shabbos, Yom Tov, or during the week. But the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos per se can be fulfilled even if you don't have guests. You'll be missing out on Achnasas Orchim, but you'll fulfill the Onik Shabbos. Hopefully you build yourself to the point where you enjoy Shabbos more with guests, and then it's part of your Onik Shabbos too. But inherently, the Zohar says, your Simchas Yom Tov is deficient if you're not sharing it with others. That, Noam is pointing out, is not only a Zohar and a Rambam, but it's also for the Ramban a pasuk in Chumash and a pasuk in Nechemiah. That that Simchas Yantav of eating and drinking is together with Shulchan Moos Le'enachon Lo. That's part of the Simchas Yantav. And that's why Mikra Kodesh can include both gathering together for the Chetzo La'Shem, the Tefillin Nahalo, and gathering together. Everything okay? Gathering together for the Simchas HaGuf, the Chetzo Lachem, of the eating and drinking. And then finally he says, so that's the Ramban's approach. The Ramban's approach is very, very fascinating. Unklus, then he then quotes Unklus.